News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
At least 20 people have been killed and more than 450 people wounded by a second wave of explosions from wireless communications devices in Lebanon, the country's health ministry has said. And I'm joined now by Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East news correspondent. Good morning to you, Alistair. A second audacious attack in 24 hours. Bring us up to speed with where we're at now.
Yeah, so this happened almost 24 hours after the first attack, which targeted pagers being used by members of Hezbollah. The attack yesterday happened again across Lebanon, but during some of the funerals that were being held for those killed the day before. And rather than pagers this time, it was mainly walkie-talkies that exploded. There were reports as well that some solar panels and biometric devices exploded. Now, walkie-talkies were being used by Hezbollah as a backup, as a sort of a wartime option, because the previous day their paging communications had been taken out. And so we're not sure why the Israelis launched this second wave. One theory is that they thought that following the attack on the pagers, Hezbollah would carry out an investigation as to what happened and would probably uncover any explosives that would be inside the walkie-talkies.
Okay, so rather than them being discovered, they detonated them. So in effect, what Israel has done, obviously they've injured a lot of people, they've killed several people, but have they more or less taken out the entire communications network for Hezbollah at this point?
Well, Hezbollah will now rely on much more traditional methods that they would have used, you know, in previous conflicts. So they will have to go back to very low-tech methods of communication. In the short term, it will have severely damaged their ability to communicate.
Sure.
And to coordinate, for sure. And I think what we're seeing now is Hezbollah trying to regroup and understand what on earth went on.
And Alistair, the broader context here, what does this mean? I mean, Israel's talking about a new phase of the war moving north and all those kinds of things. But as you see it, your read on this, this does appear to be a new phase. And I said, this is quite an audacious set of double attacks. You have to bear with us. We are speaking live, obviously, to the Middle East and these things happen. But I think we will have to leave that there, Shane. An extraordinary, I suppose, set of developments in the Middle East and moving in a direction that I don't sure we really know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, we're in uncharted territory. Yeah. It is extraordinary. And I mean, what Mossad has done over the, if we're assuming it is Mossad over the last 2 days, is quite extraordinary. Outside conventional rules of war, it should be said, but it is extraordinary how they have, as you said, pretty much destroyed the communications network.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.